Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, text number 17. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Nau Acharya Scott.
Yasmat priya priya biyoga sanyoga janma shogagni nasakala yone shudahyamanaha dukho shadham tadapi dukkamataddhiyaham bhuman pramami vadameta vadasya yogam.
Translation. This is Prahlad Maharaj speaking to Lord Narasimhadev. O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj aspired to engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. After the death of his father, who was materially very opulent, Prahlad would have inherited his father's property, which extended throughout the world, but Prahlad Maharaj was not inclined to accept such material opulence. For whether one is in the heavenly or hellish planets, or is a rich or poor man's son, material conditions are everywhere. Therefore, no condition of life is at all pleasing. If one wants the uncontaminated pleasure of blissful life, he must engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Material opulence may be somewhat pleasing for the time being, but to come to that temporary pleasing condition, one must work extremely hard. When a poor man is rich, he may be better situated, but to come to that position, he had to accept many miseries. The fact is that in material life, whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable. If one actually wants happy, blissful life, one must become Krishna conscious and constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the real remedy. The entire world is under the illusion that people will be happy by advancing in materialistic measures to counteract the miseries of conditional life, but this attempt will never be successful. Humanity must be trained to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. There can be no happiness in changing one's material conditions, for everywhere there is trouble and misery. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it's stated, Krishna Tulla Bhagavat Vibhu Shabash Roy Nana Okare Nana Shloke Nana Okare Nana Artha Koi Prati Shloke Prati Okare Nana Artha Koi. That the Srimad Bhagavatam is same as Krishna, very powerful and capable of giving shelter to all. And every verse and every syllable, there are various meanings. The various meanings, of course, the ultimate meaning is to surrender to Krishna, establishing Krishna as the Supreme Lord, and that we should surrender to Him. But all the verses of Bhagavatam are just like Krishna, very powerful. And especially this section, we see that Prahlad Maharaj, he was able to speak to Narasimhadev. Others were not able. Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, at this point in time, or to speak of other relatively insignificant demigods like Indra, they were not able to speak to Narasimhadev, seeing his divine anger, which, divine as it is, was fearful. But Prahlad Maharaj, even though only a 5-year-old boy and though born in a family of demons, was able to speak to Narasimhadev because he was invested with the power of Nisringadeva. He could speak to him. Not everyone can speak. It's just like you just can't go up. Not everyone can just walk up and speak, and especially to give a long address to the Prime Minister. You have to have some position yourself. So in the same way, Prahlad Maharaj, he had the position, Maha Bhagavato Mahan. He is great even among great pure devotees. And therefore he was able to speak in a fitting way to Nrisimhadeva. The Supreme Lord is after all supreme. And when he's in such an intense mood especially, it's certainly not a time for whimsical talk. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was never engaged in whimsical talk, but from his tongue there constantly flowed glorification of Lord Hari, Sri Hari, which is now being expressed as he pacifies the Lord with prayers. We'll find in many of these verses, most of the verses are describing what is the material situation, how useless and hypocritical and binding and ashobham, how inauspicious it is. Many of these prayers are like this, an expose of material life. In the newspapers they like to do exposes. Expose President Clinton, his affairs, extramarital affairs, his some business dealings are not correct. They like to expose. You see, show the truth. They like to show. And with the cinema stars, it's just the opposite. If you show all these things, that increases their prestige. The more for them, it's a different set of rules. That they should be, to fulfill their role as a film star, they should be more debased. So the newspapers, they like to run exposés of all these things, but they don't like to give an exposé of the whole drama, the whole of material life. The whole thing stinks from top to bottom, inside out. Prahlad Maharaj is giving that, and Prabhupada gave that. And that's why people were attracted to him. Prabhupada was presenting the message of Bhagavatam. What is the message? Dharma projita kaitava atra. Herein, cheating religion is kicked out, and Prabhupada was kicking and showing what is the nonsensical position of material life, what is the nonsensical position of anything short of complete surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada said that once one of his disciples was preaching in Madras and he was having a lot of difficulties because most of the people he went to were insisting that no, what you're saying is not correct. We should worship all the gods. So not particularly, everywhere you go in India, at least previously, when Prabhupada's preachings were spread very widely, this was the general response. So anyway, he just went on preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, but he wrote to Prabhupada that I'm having difficulty because no one is accepting, they're all taking this. Worship all the different gods, all the paths are the same, and all this usual rubbish that we get. So Prabhupada wrote back and said, yes, you should go on preaching. Don't compromise. Give the message as it is. Prabhupada said that my Guru Maharaj never compromised. I never compromised, and my disciples should also not compromise. He said, I'm the only person in India who is preaching that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to worship the different demigods and to fully surrender to Krishna. So Prabhupada was pushing this point. Prahlad Maharaj is pushing the point. It's just, this is the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are the elaboration on the point of dharma projata kaitava atra. Within this, herein, all that is cheating religion is rejected. Prahlad Maharaj was exposing the whole situation of material life. It's all simply cheating. They promise you will get a good job. Cheating. Good job. Work so hard till your body collapses. And in the meantime, you're accumulating so many sinful reactions. But they think it's good because they're foolish. They don't know. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. This verse was spoken by, famous verse in Bhagavatam, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Nate vidu swartha gatim. They don't know that the goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, durasha ye bahiratam aninas. They're durasha. They're very hopeful. We shall be happy. But it's durasha. It's hope against hope. Impossible. Cannot be fulfilled. They're simply on the external platform, trying to be happy with what cannot give them happiness. And ha yathandai rupaniyamanas, a complete description of modern life, the andha parampara. Everyone is following different leaders who themselves are blind to understanding the goal of life. Therefore, te pisha tantram urudani bandha. Therefore, they are bound up very strongly in material life. And Prahlad Maharaj gives such a wonderful analysis. Every one of these verses is just showing the whole material situation. Prabhupada gave a very nice series of lectures which on these verses, summarizing these verses, which has been edited, transcribed, edited, and published as a booklet, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. You please all read that booklet. It's only a small book. It's only a small book, but it's powerful, like millions of atom bombs. You should distribute this book. It's a hammer for smashing the illusion of happiness in the material world. And of course, not just smashing the illusion, but giving to smash the illusion, that's all right, but that is required. But then what is the, having come out of the illusion, then what is next? The Mayavadis, they simply say, come out of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dasya Yoga, the yoga of service to Krishna. This is the remedy. This is the remedy for material life. There is no remedy for this suffering condition. That we think that I will make this adjustment, that adjustment, it doesn't work. It simply attempts to be happy within this material world by adjusting material conditions. It's simply different permutations and combinations of misery. But we think that, well, the variety will, if we're miserable in a different way, that's exciting, that's interesting. It's boring to be miserable in the same way all the time. So we'll get our happiness from suffering in different ways. But Prahlad Maharaj instructs that the only remedy is to engage in Dasya Yoga, the service of Krishna. Become linked with Krishna, who is the reservoir of pleasure. This is the solution. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving this. We should study and understand, living in this great, this tremendous illusion, sometimes described in Shastra, Gandharva Pura. It means an imaginary town. Prabhupada sometimes explained that. And sometimes in the desert one sees a mirage. One sees a city in the desert when he's traveling in the desert, and it's just a mirage. So we become attracted to go there. So we can say that just like this Dubai, Sharjah, Al Ain, all these places, they're solid mirages. They're cities in the desert. But unlike a mirage, if you go to it, it doesn't vanish. It's there. You can see it. You can live in it. It actually exists. But it's also a mirage. Because
it's the same position, that we're thinking we can be happy here, but we're not. We have so many people that will come from India, we have so many anxieties in India, we'll come here and then we'll get free from our anxieties, but it's not that. It's simply you're transferring your anxieties from India to here. That's all. And of course, when you drive on the road in India, you get bumped up and down. So here you can smoothly, as you're driving, you can smoothly be in anxiety. You'll be less distracted from... In India, there's more, you see more varieties of miseries in different ways. So you can't concentrate fully on thinking about all your different anxieties because you're being battered at every moment. But here it's very nice. They've made very nice facilities so that you can just, without any physical disturbance, you can just be in complete anxiety all the time. This is the facility of Western life. Prabhupada said actually once, although he's generally condemning the Western civilization, he said that actually, in many ways, it's very nice. They've made so many facilities. So he was praising even, he said, you see, the government has arranged, there's medical facilities for everyone, education facilities. So he said, in many ways, it's very good. But he said, they should add Krishna consciousness. Without that, it's simply suffering. So, in this situation, of course, we don't think that the rulers of these emirates are likely to accept this advice very soon, although you never know, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, everything is possible. But at least we ourselves can accept these instructions and understand that I came here in Maya thinking I would be happy. Krishna has very kindly arranged for me to see that there is no happiness. Whether you're a five-star sufferer or a one-star sufferer or a no-star sufferer, everyone is suffering in this material world. Therefore, having seen this, Prahlad Maharaj is helping us to see through the eye of Shastra. Having seen this, we should and not endeavor for that which is impossible. That is one definition of madness. To endeavor for that which is impossible. So to try to be happy in material life is impossible. Therefore, we should endeavor for that which is actually desirable and which is possible by the grace of Krishna, which is to be situated in His Dasya Yoga, the position of service to Krishna, which is the actual position of happiness, if one is situated in the service of Krishna. Of course, even in the service of Krishna, there may be many difficulties, physically, mentally, even getting rid of all the attachments we've had for many lifetimes. May be difficult to give up. Attachments means not only sports trophies or such things, but apart from physical attachments, there are also more strong are the mental attachments. I'm thinking, I am such a great person, I am so wonderful, I am right, I know what I'm doing. So these attachments, they're very difficult to give up. And it can be very painful. But if one can actually be free from this, then he can be very happy. Who is free? Nirmana moha jitasanga dosha. Who is free from this false egotism? Who's given up bad association? Bad association means, bad association means TV, radio, newspapers, then association of materialistic people. It also means to associate with all the nonsense in our own minds. That's also about association. All the wrong ideas which we are attached to. But when we give them up, then we become very happy in the service of Krishna. This is the remedy. The remedy is to actually surrender to Krishna. There is no other remedy for material life. So Prahlada Maharaj is explaining this very wonderfully in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course we should study Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully from beginning to end. But we see also that some sections for instruction are actually very important, more than others. So this section of teachings of Prahlada Maharaj is, there are many verses here that Prabhupada used to quote again and again and again. Even if I quote some of them, you'll think I'm whipping you unnecessarily. Actually, it is. I'm just turning the pages. Well, I can read it. This is a verse Prabhupada quoted many, many times. Yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham kando yanena karya ivadukkadukham chipyanti neyam pipanabahudukabhaja kandutivan manasijam vishahetadhyeraha. Prabhupada's translation. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. You follow the example? You're feeling an itch, so scratch like this. Grihamedis, so-called grihastas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. So Prabhupada often explained this. There are many verses in this section which Prabhupada often discussed, but he gave this example just like an itch. If you scratch, it feels nice when you're scratching, but then immediately afterwards the pain becomes more and increases and becomes worse and worse. So therefore, what should you do if you have an itch? Tolerate. And still some itching will be there, but gradually it will go away in its own course. But if you scratch, it may feel nice, the scratching feels nice, but it makes more suffering. So in the same way, material desires, which is yan maitunadi, beginning with desire for sexual enjoyment, which is tucha, insignificant, ridiculously insignificant, that is enjoyed by those who are kripanas, those who are not utilizing the proper, not making proper use of the rare human form of life, but someone who tolerates material, who does not become involved in material desires, is called dhira. Very sane. So, for such a person, he can overcome these desires. So that's just one example. There are so many wonderful verses, any one of these verses is far more important than anything any mundane person said, and even more important than the Upanishads or the Srimad Bhagavatam is giving directly the topmost instruction. It's the topmost Vedic literature. So we should study this. Tat shrinvan supatan vicharana paro vimuchendaraha bhaktya vimuchendaraha. Anyone who in tat shrinvan should regularly hear supatan, study very carefully, vicharana paro, applying our transcendental intelligence to understand the subject matter, not simply reciting parrot-like. Bhaktya, if this is done in devotion, within the process of devotional service, then vimuchendaraha, You'll get vimukti, go back home, back to Godhead. This is the benefit of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. I'm not going to take questions now, but one of these evenings we'll have a question and answer session. So if you have any questions and you would like me to address them, please write them down, and one of these evenings we'll have a question and answer session.
There have been some policemen visiting our trust premises in Madras. Some complaints, some problems. Then I gave them your book. A week. Some sunset by the boy, Sinos.
Very good translation in Tamil.
Nice. After studying that, there came another problem. So again, police visit. Then they were really happy with things. Then there is a public relations personality with me. She went again to them. She is the leader of our political party. She went again. And then they complained, why you are Prabhu, you call him Prabhu, why he is not giving me more books? I am telling this every day, 4 pages. And immediately I just requested the temple to deliver about some 30 books, Bhagavad Gita, full Bhagavad Gita, and all your books. And I sent it to 5 people, the inspector, the sub-inspectors too, and the so-called writers too. 5 each. They are very pleased with me. So now, as you compare the commissioner and the constable, now I am going to write to the commissioner as soon as I go, to give us opportunity to distribute to the 68 police stations in Madras.
Mm, very good.
5 books.
Jai, Hare Krishna.
Wait.
Is that what it's called in Tamil? They've titled it like that?
I give
no, but that, they've given that title in Tamil? It means, what does it mean, translate? Why you gave him and not me? They're complaining.
Go on, give me. No, it had another color and another.
I never brought these books here because I thought I don't want to be caught with them at the airport. You're more daring than me.
Slowly getting
Yeah, these books are very powerful. This message to you is actually all Prabhupada's. It's all, as you'll see, it's mostly Prabhupada's writing. Why? Actually, I made this book Hare Krishna Challenge. Because I wanted, I'm going in the colleges, I want to give something to wake these people up.
Free, Maharaj, from the trust money that is collected in Dubai, everything in the comfort is being free. We don't have any money here.